This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
4 o'clock hour here on Hochman, Crowder, and Solana on a very busy day, notoriously very busy day in the world of sports. Get a lot of head coaches who get fired, not the Dolphins head coach, though, not Mike McDaniel. He is not part of that list. There's a lot of Dolphins fans, including friends of mine, who are very angry every time I tweet them news of another head coach being fired. I have a lot of friends who are going, you see, there's organizations who are determining quickly, hey, this guy isn't the guy, and this isn't the quickest. Like, this is four seasons in. Again, I'm not against bringing him back. I'd probably, if you gave me the decision, I would probably not retain him. So if it really was my decision, I probably would move on. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to try again with him with a different quarterback. But there are a lot of Dolphins fans who are just beside themselves going, man, you're seeing teams move on from coaches, like some of them after one seat, Pete Carroll, you know, where they're just going, yeah, this guy ain't the guy to do it, and we need to reset and recalibrate. But it ain't. I don't think it's happening with the Dolphins.
Hawk, I'm going to get on you because I just totally disagree with the thought of bringing him back, but what makes you say that? What makes you think this could be the guy? Because honestly, I brought it up. You could blame it on Tua because, you know, like, your quarterback can't play anymore. How are you going to be successful? I understand that. What about everything else? The identity, the goofy stuff, the team locker room, the guys giving up on him, coming late to meetings. Like, other than just the record, which he hasn't won a playoff game, we know that, but the Dolphins haven't in 25 years. It's not all on him, Hawk. What makes you say, oh, yeah, it's fine for him to run my football program?
Well, I think what I would say to you is, and again, I would lean towards not bringing him back if it was my decision. But here's what I would submit to you. If there's nobody out there that you think is markedly better, then what's the point? You know, it's not like it was this. It was pacing to be a disastrous season, and it wasn't. And they beat Tampa, you know, week 17. So I just kind of think, unless there's someone staring you in the face where you say, that's the guy. I've been waiting for John Harbaugh or one of the Harbaugh brothers forever, and he becomes available. Or Mike Tomlin, and obviously he's not moving on. They're going to the playoffs. But, you know, if somebody came available and you go, that guy right now makes us markedly better. And I think probably some people might feel that way about Kevin Stefanski. Like, there are people who probably would say, hey, Kevin Stefanski, he's better right now than Mike McDaniel. To me, if you're just going to take a shot on someone who's unproven or someone who's flamed out before, I'm not necessarily certain that you just have the urgency to make a move just for the sake of making a move. That's kind of where I fall on that.
The thought of, if everybody in the room throws their problems in a bucket, you'll probably just take your own problems back out of that bucket.
Exactly.
Where we don't know. And Liam Cohen, the Jags, we talked about it last week. The Jags, that's the guy. I've never heard of Liam Cohen before in my life until this season with the Duval. Now he has them a top three seed in the playoffs. So, to your point, no one knew Liam Cohen was going to be what he is for Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence. But can you find that next Liam Cohen? It is harder to find him than it is to get you all the guys you're naming, all the Raheem Morris, all the six coaches that got fired. Those are more that is more of a hit on the league than finding a Liam Coyne or finding a Sean McVay or finding one of those guys. But Hawk, if you don't try, will you ever hit the target? Because we're not even shooting our gun.
I get it, but you have tried so many times and failed so many times that I think you need to do something that's more certain than just trying.
Yeah, but if you're the Dolphins owner, to say no more status quo, and this year not only was it was worse than status quo, like it was worse. You know, I think you have to be able to analyze that situation and find several common denominators. One was Tua, one was Greer. He made those decisions, clearly. Mike McDaniel's the other. I'm with you, though, Hawk, from the standpoint of, hey, there's no better hires out there, then why, you know, fire him now? Only if it doesn't get in the way of a general manager hire, a potential one, which is what I was asking Cuno. You know, because if fine, you decide, hey, we're keeping Mike McDaniel because we don't necessarily think there's any better coaches out there. We fired him this coaching cycle. Okay, but is that getting in the way of you landing the top choice you have for general manager because he doesn't want to coach Mike McDaniel? Then to me, that ends up being the grave mistake.
By the way, the Mike McDaniel season-ending press conference started about 5 minutes ago. So Mike McDaniel is meeting with the South Florida media right now. A couple quotes David Fioronis has tweeted out. My understanding is that I'm the coach of the Miami Dolphins until I'm told otherwise, Mike McDaniel said. Mike McDaniel said he will be involved in the GM interview process for the team. And goodness. Mike McDaniel says there will be competition for starting quarterback in 2026. So he's not handing the job to Quinn Ewers. He is not handing it back to Tua Tagovailoa. And it seems, again, for all intents and purposes, Mike McDaniel, I think, will remain the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. There's one caveat, which is if John Harbaugh unexpectedly leaves Baltimore or Mike Tomlin, you know, again, They have McDaniel under contract. Let's say the Steelers exit quickly after the wild card round and he feels like he's had his run in Pittsburgh, doesn't want to go through more hoo-ha with another quarterback there. I don't know. I would say there's maybe two or three guys who, if they became available in the next couple of weeks, Stephen Ross might say, there's a significant upgrade right there. I would say other than that, Mike McDaniel is going to be your head coach next season. Everything points in that direction.
Keep dating. Your wife wasn't the first girl you took out to dinner. Solana, your fiance wasn't the first girl you took out to dinner. You ran through some trash before you found the love of your life. Keep dating, Stephen Ross. Go date somebody to be your head coach.
Problem is, every time you start it over again, you are resetting the clock way back. So, again, if you're just resetting it for the sake of resetting it, you're not doing yourself any good in the long run.
But Huck, did you know Vrabel? And you knew Vrabel was a good coach with the Titans, but did you know he was going to be what he is with the Patriots that fast? It's been 2 years.
No, but again, there's more to it. They got a quarterback. They found a quarterback. To me, the most important cog is the quarterback. They've identified that Tua's not their guy. To me, that's probably a more important decision than getting rid of the head coach, who I don't think has been an abject failure. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying he's a success. I don't think he's been an abject failure. Aaron Glenn was an abject failure. He's going to be back, but he was an abject failure this season, right? We've never had that season under Mike McDaniel.
Wouldn't you rather have the abject failure in year one rather than immediate success in 2022? Who knows what happens if Tua doesn't get hurt? Fine. 2023, you were better, but you blew a 3-game lead in the division. You were 1-7 against playoff teams. You still haven't been able to beat playoff teams. You've regressed as a head coach. And listen, man, like I had these two written down regarding Mike McDaniel from Chris Kaufman. Dolphins averaged 25 points in 54 games with Tua Tagovailoa if he played at least a half. In 14 games that McDaniel called offenses for different quarterbacks, 15 points per game. That's with Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, Mike White, Huntley, Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers. He writes, they all struggled in McDaniel's scheme. And then another tweet from Chris Kaufman. Reminder that since Mike McDaniel took over the Dolphins, they're the worst 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 conversion percentage in the NFL, 44%. The median is 61%. Like, to Crowder's point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Fine, he hasn't been an abject failure.
He's regressed. That's fine.
Every year.
That's fine.
He hasn't been able to beat
playoff. I'm not arguing that.
I know. I'm just saying,
We saw Cam Cameron. That dude was an abject failure. There was no need to debate. You know, it was like, this team cannot go through that again. We've never had that season. This season was shaping up to be that. But if I said to you, what was the most important lesson to learn from this season? Was it that you need a quarterback who's someone other than Tua Tagovailoa, or a head coach who's someone other than Mike McDaniel? In my opinion, they got that decision right. To me, the more important personnel move is a new quarterback. And they've obviously started moving in that direction just based on the fact that Tua didn't play the final three games. So if I had my choice between the two, and it was you can keep McDaniel or you can keep Tua, I would keep McDaniel over Tua at this point, because I think Mike Vrabel, to Crowder's point, is the perfect example of, hey, you get a good quarterback like Drake May, all your problems seemingly get wiped away.
And this is the thing, too, and this is hypothetical. It's just you can't answer it, but I would say no. Broncos 14-3, Patriots 14-3, Jags 13-4. If one of those head coaches, if Vrabel, is not with the Patriots and you replace him with Mike McDaniels, I do not think they have 14 wins this year. Same roster, same coach. I mean, same roster, same quarterback, different coach. You put McDaniel in that building, they're not 14-3. That's my opinion.
You said it can't be answered. You might be right. I'm not trying to make a case for Mike McDaniel. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
And we're putting you in the corner of being a defender. You're not.
I'm just reporting the news, which is this dude's going to be your head coach. Save a couple of guys coming available in the next couple of weeks. This guy's going to be your head coach next season. So I'm trying to get into the mindset of Stephen Ross and whoever else ultimately is comfortable with that decision to figure out why. And I think it might be some of the reasons that I laid out, which is there's no one that you look at that says this is a slam dunk better head coach. And there's no way that you look at him and say this has been the biggest failure of any coaching stint in our history, because it hasn't been that either.
But if the bar is this season wasn't an abject failure, and if in year four the season or the team has regressed, you started 1-6 and were basically saying he's keeping his job because he was able to salvage a 1-6 start to ultimately end up 7-10 in year four, still not win a playoff game, and really lose the only two games against quality opponents that he had a chance to go up against in this stretch, which was the Monday Night Football game against the Steelers, where they were just severely outclassed and then blown out against the number two seed in the AFC, who's probably going to run your division for the next decade. Then Stephen Ross genuinely does not know what he's doing.
Who do you think had a better season as a head coach? Todd Bowles, who started 6-2 and collapsed, don't even make the playoffs by the end of the season, or Mike McDaniel, who started 1-6 and kind of got things rolling, and I say that with a moderate rolling, but kind of got things rolling later on in the season?
The optics are the coach that figured it out and didn't lose the – yeah, didn't let the wheels fall off the wagon, the one that started slow and figured it out. But to be honest, Hawk, they're both C students. Neither of them are on the honor roll, and
right.
We're just saying, hey – which student, the one that starts with A's and end up with C's, or starts with F's and end up with C's? They're both C's.
Because I would say to you, they're both in the same situation, right? Tampa could fire Todd Bowles because what a collapse there. But for what reason? Like, it wasn't the worst season in the world, and they still have, I think Baker Mayfield's a decent quarterback. Like, I could see Tampa having this same exact conversation about Todd Bowles that the Dolphins must be having about Mike McDaniel.
He's won a Super Bowl.
No. I get it.
You know, so you give him the benefit of the doubt.
I get it,
but
the Raiders didn't give Pete Carroll the benefit of the doubt. He's got a Super Bowl, right? Or did he lose?
No, with the Seahawks, had a Super
Steelers.
Bowl. But
that was the
the Seattle. Seahawks. Right. But my point being, Pete Carroll was brought in there this year with the Raiders to turn things around and try to get that organization back on track. And it felt like in his first year there, things got even worse.
Yeah.
And Todd Bowles, you know, they were banged up all season long. And maybe, you know what, the Baker Mayfield era might have come to an end there because sometimes things run its course. That's fine. But you can't compare it, in my opinion, to the Dolphins, where you're in a situation where you've won zero playoff games in 25 years. McDaniel has gotten you farther and farther away from that goal. How much influence did he have in paying Tua? How much influence did he have with Chris Greer's roster decision-making? How much influence did he have with re-signing Tyreek Hill, re-signing Jalen Waddle, re-signing Tua, re-signing Jalen Ramsey, none of which moves worked? And now not only are you retaining him after a 7-10 season, you're giving him influence to pick the next general manager? None of it makes sense to me.
I'm not saying that McDaniel should be here. But you said he made things worse. He's better than Gase. He's better than
I'm saying year by
Philbin.
year by year.
He's better than Sperano. He's a better coach. He's a better head coach than the last five or six guys before him.
But he's gotten worse year by year.
Oh,
in terms
him
of
personally.
Record.
In terms
of record. And I'm just reading you two stats here of things that he schematically wasn't able to fix. Two of his major flaws. Those are just two of his major flaws. There are several major flaws which he's been unable to correct over 4 years. I like Mike McDaniel. By the way, I happen to think he will end up being a good head coach. But his time here should have ended yesterday.
Well, I'm just saying, prepare yourself. I don't think it is. Here's a couple more tweets regarding his season-ending press conference, which is going on right now. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post says, McDaniel said, Quinn Ewers did a great job in his three games, but the Dolphins are not eliminating an outside QB addition. Mike McDaniel said, I'll just flat out say it. The season was a failure. The organization is depending on me to take a hard look at everything. Mike McDaniel said, I have a great relationship with Tom Garfinkel and Brandon Shore and Mr. Ross. Mike McDaniel said he will meet with Tua on Tuesday. They will have a healthy conversation. They're in the GM hiring process. Some decisions are organizational. Yeah, that's it. He says, on the QB competition in 2026, Mike McDaniel says, it's the most important position on the football field. So He's certainly speaking as a head coach who plans on being there for next season, because he's not, you know, he's not saying, well, I don't know, that's a decision for the organization to make. He's talking about the organization as if it's his organization. So, like I said, prepare yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.